forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cause an acne astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus apply for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving
anymore, but I thought at the end of that I was so tired of saying it's a at the last one I go, that's it. Right by Saturday, made famous by David Bowie, the author, the lyricist, the god. Beautiful day out there. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Ravers show. was sitting out in my car. Whoa, look out for that one! And, there's people watching. I'll tell you, some people are like showing more out there than the new Thigh Scrapers album cover. I was enjoying Jane's show. Something about the women that plays before this. I've actually liked the show so much that I have DJed. What do they call it? A substitute. I subbed on Something About the Women before. And Jane always says the crash course for the Ravers is coming up. And I appreciate that. I know Sue and Kirsten do too. Thank you. But Jane was having a great show. And she played something by, I believe they were called the Bad Girls. And that said it had something to do with PJ Harvey. So I'm not sure. We'll have to ask Jane. But that really got me. I mean, it was a good version, but the original, Leonard Cohen, it doesn't get much better. So we're going to start off the show slower than usual. And as we progress, we'll get more punky, get a little glam, throw some local on top. And you got your Saturday afternoon. The number is 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
And who by a fire? Who by a water? Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by high ordeal? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? And who shall I say is calling? Lonely slip, who by barbiturate, who in these realms of love, who by something blunt, who by avalanche, who by powder, who for his greed, who for his hunger, and who shall I say is calling? Who by accident? Who in solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his latest command? Who by his own hand? Who in mortal chains? Who in power? And who shall I say is calling? Thank you.
water. Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by high or deep? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? Shall I say, is calling? And who in her lonely slip, who by barbiturate, who in his realms of love, who by something blonde, who by avalanche, by powder, who for his greed, who for his hunger, and who shall I say, is calling? Who in this mirror, who by his lady's command, who by his own hand, who in mortal chains, who in power, and who shall I say, is calling? Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it is a Crash Course for the Ravy Show. Just chatting with a couple people on Facebook there. So I didn't grab the mic right away. Somebody said they're actually playing me. I'm like, wow, my band, thank you very much. But I'm actually doing my own show right now. Do you have any requests? That's Aaron. You can guess what station he's on. I'm not promoting other shows that go on at the same time as mine. Nice guy, though. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Crash Course for the Ravens Show with Brian Young. I play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks. Like that last song. Can you believe that was live? I wouldn't have known until the end when they clap. So good. Live in concert, Leonard Cohen. I'm here till 4. Stick around. We get a lot more punky than that. We'll throw some glam in and local. Let me know if you have a request on Facebook on the Crash Course for the Ravens page. Or you can call me at 855-915-9636. Cal Cali reminding us it's Dee Dee Ramone's birthday. Happy birthday, Dee Dee Ramone, wherever you may be. Right now, you're right here with us. We start with the D-Rangers. I'm not sure. I have to admit, I haven't heard this yet. The D-Rangers from Joey Ramone's Throne. Real Rock and Roll Volume XIX. I'd say the number, but I'm not even sure what Roman numeral that is. Look at Joey Ramone getting all smart on us. Who knew? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So let's check it out. The D-Rangers with Patchouli. D-Rangers on Dee Dee Ramone's birthday. Obviously they had him in mind because that's from Joey Ramone's Throne. Real Rock and Roll Volume, I think that's 19 XIX. Let me know. 855-915-9636 is my number. What's yours? Here's more from Dee Dee. We're on 91.5 WMFO at Tufts University. Welcome back, kids. MFO.
Yeah, hi. Is this the person that used to do a show with Doug Mascot?
I'm not sure. I know that name, but I didn't do a show with him, no.
Oh, he used to do it on that radio station in Salem State College. He did it for like 20-something years.
Was that like the Coffee and Smoke show?
I don't know what he called it. He played a lot of Boston, old Boston rock.
Right, right. I know the name.
How about a guy named Mike Scott Stewart?
Oh, yeah. He used to be on my show. He used to do this with me. Huh?
And he used to always say he'd sign, like, the wall somewhere when he did a show or something with a Shafi Maki. He was in some band, the Brigands.
Right.
And there was one consistent with the Brigands that you could always count on.
What?
You know what that was?
That they weren't the band with the guy with one arm?
No, the consistency was they would always play with two other bands, and there'd always be more performers than there were people in the audience.
Oh, that's horrible.
I went to see them about 50 times. They used to play at the Cantab. They used to play at the Tavern at the end of the work. Well, then you could always count on zero audience.
Well, you sound like you must be a big fan if you went so many times.
I went to them. Now, it's older than you are. They used to play at this place in Beverly called Grover's.
Right, I've heard of it.
Okay, it was up on the end of, like, Rantoul Street. And at that time, they still got nobody. And it was, then they played at this place in Salem that was called Harrod's. It was on Bridge Street. Then it turned into the Bay Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
They got nobody there. And I'm going way back.
Well, that's horrible. Mike's my friend. Why do you call a radio station saying these things?
I got to tell you the history. Then they used to play at the Dodge Street.
Yep.
And absolutely guaranteed zero audience.
Well, next time they play, I'll go see them. And I'm gonna play them after I do my Dee Dee Ramone tribute.
You're gonna play them today, the Brigands?
Yes, I will.
Let me tell you what song to play. How about She's a Heifer?
If I have it in the system, I will.
Oh, you got a them all. They were at that station. They signed the wall like four different times. They were there for at least 40 years.
Right, but the system's only a few years old.
Let me see. They were called the Bouncers, the Brigands.
They had different names, huh?
And then they were called Crunch Time. Yeah, well, then...
I've heard of Crunch Time. That was Brigands?
Yeah, that was Brigands.
Oh, somebody else uses that name now.
Yeah, I know. It's Brigands.
Oh, somebody...
It's members of the Brigands. So you could... You can go in. I used to write... I wrote quite a few comments with a nice Sharpie marker at the Dodge Street. They had good tile in the bathroom.
Very
and
cool.
Then I wrote some in Beverly, too, and they come out. Who the fuck did that?
No swearing on the station, sir.
One guy from the Brigands searched my pockets for a Sharpie.
Okay. All right, I got to let you go. I'm going back to my Dee Dee Ramone tribute.
Am I going to play Brigands, or am I going to have to call back?
I'm going to play it in like three songs. I'm doing some a Dee Dee Ramone tribute. It's his birthday.
All right, I'm going to listen.
Okay, thank you. What's your name?
All right, thank you. My name's Brian.
Mine is too. Thank you, Brian.
All right, you got the best show there in Boston.
Thank you, brother. You got the best name in Boston.
Okay, play some Outlets later on too.
You got it.
All right, bye.
Bye. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I just wanted to come back real quick and say, yes, we will continue with the D.D. Ramone tribute. That was the See No Evil's Runaway. I guess it's kind of affiliated. It was another one from Joey Ramone's Throne, Real Rock and Roll, Volume 19. And I'm sure that whole album's pissa. It sounds like, you know, unknown New York bands Joey Ramone must have found for that album. Volume 19? I know he hasn't put out 19 albums like that. He just decided to call it Volume 19, I suppose. Is Dee Dee singing? Happy birthday, Dee Dee. I hope you're somewhere on planet Earth.
Yeah. Bad Little Go-Go Girl, take two. One, two, three, four.
Just can't help it, girl. I give me things on my mind. When you do the monkey, when you shake your behind, quivers off my backbone, shivers down my spine. Bad little go-go girl.
WMFO Medford. Thank you for the phone call, Brian. And thanks for listening, Vera. Ramon. Kelly just told me that she is listening right now. Thank you, Brian. That's very cool. Very cool. We go ahead and play more Ramones. Joey at the helm, even though it's Dee Dee's birthday. I love Joey's voice. We'll play a little of him later on because I really wanted to get to Brian's request. He was such a good caller. That guy's a keeper. That's what we call in radio gold. 91.5 MFO. I don't have She's a Heifer. If you're listening, Mike Stewart, which he could very well could be, he does. We want She's a Heifer in the system. I'll give you something close. I'm going to play a threefer because his songs are all like 2 minutes. Like a lot of great punk bands. This one, She's So Hot.
Heart. And I had a funny feeling I was falling apart. sleep. Dictate on the street. No need to worry, it's alright.
It's alright.
The boys are on patrol tonight. Nothing bad, it's all good when you feed your neighborhood. You feed your neighborhood.
Distortion blurs my view. In my car, I've been drinking, but I'm always looking out for you.
If you're quiet as a mouse, you'll hear us idle by your house. No one knows our superpowers.
Superpowers.
We're cruising to the wee hours. Not to worry if you're a lonely friend with the combat zone. But I try. Not feeling too secure. Of our motives, you can't be sure. Your safety, it's only an illusion.
An illusion.
We're cruising for our own amusement. Don't believe what you are going to try to take from life, but your world.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. Childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
Yeah.
WMFO.
Hey, Brian. It's Rosie. How are you?
What's up, Rosie?
Well, I was wondering if you could play me some Cars.
I sure can.
Did you see the post? Yes, by Candio, of course.
Did you see the post I put about Candio?
I want Candio and Moving in Stereo.
Do you even listen to me?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Did you see the post I put about Candio?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you gotta check it out. It's just,
okay.
Just a weird coinkadink.
We'll have to check it out.
Okay, what sort of Candio do you want to hear?
Studio.
I'm going to do the Candio Expanded Edition. There might be a difference.
Oh, yeah, we like that.
Yeah, we like things a little different, right? The times are just a little bit different, so I think...
Okay, well, I'm going to hear it.
All right, cool. And anything else?
Just the Cars.
You want a block?
Yeah, Moving in Stereo, and then you pick the third one.
What does the doggy want?
The doggy wants to hear Cars, too.
All right, you guys
That's
got
what
it.
He's barking. He's barking at you. Right now. I'm going to throw him out the window.
I ain't nothing but a home dog. You ready?
Yes.
All right, keep rocking.
Okay.